My Side, Second Edition, Book 1, Chapter 13, Page 106. Can you? Listen.
Can you speak Hungarian?
No, I can't. But I can speak Romanian.
Do exercises 1 through 8. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin. 1.
Can Mary ski?
No, she can't. But she can swim.
2.
Can Sam cook Chinese food?
No, he can't. But he can cook French food.
3.
Can they play the violin?
No, they can't, but they can play the piano.
4. Can you sing?
No, I can't, but I can dance.
5.
Can Jeff play chess?
No, he can't, but he can play checkers.
6.
Can William play the piano?
No, he can't. But he can play the guitar. 7.
Can Sally play football?
No, she can't. But she can play baseball.
8.
Can they skate?
No, they can't, but they can ski.
107. Of course they can. Listen. Can Jack fix cars?
Of course he can. He fixes cars every day. He's a mechanic.
Do exercises 1 through 9. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin. 1. Can Arthur play the violin?
Of course he can. He plays the violin every day. He's a violinist.
2. Can Anita sing?
Of course she can. She sings every day. She's a singer.
3. Can Fred and Ginger dance?
Of course they can. They dance every day. They're dancers.
4. Can Stanley cook?
Of course he can. He cooks every day. He's a chef.
5. Can Lois bake apple pies?
Of course she can. She bakes apple pies every day. She's a baker.
6. Can Richard act?
Of course he can. He acts every day. He is an actor.
7. Can Elizabeth and Catherine act?
Of course they can. They act every day. They're actresses.
8. Can Eleanor teach?
Of course she can. She teaches every day. She's a teacher.
9. Can Shirley drive a truck?
Of course she can. She drives a truck every day. She's a truck driver.
108. The ACE Employment Service. Listen. Roy, Susan, Lana, and Tina are sitting in the reception room at the ACE Employment Service. They're all looking for work, and they're hoping they can find jobs today. Roy is looking for a job as a superintendent. He can paint walls. He can fix motors. And he can repair locks. Susan is looking for a job as a secretary. She can type. She can file. And she can speak well on the telephone. Lana and Tina are looking for jobs as actresses. They can sing, they can dance, and they can act. Good luck, Roy. Good luck, Susan. Good luck, Lana and Tina. We hope you can find the jobs you're looking for. Page 109. Listening. Can or can't? Listen and circle. 1.
I can speak English.
2.
He can't swim.
3.
They can't ski.
4.
She can play the piano.
5.
We can dance.
6.
I can't type.
109. Listening. What can they do? Choose what each person can do. 1.
I can sing. I can't dance.
2.
He can't file. He can type.
3.
She can't fix motors. She can repair locks.
4.
He can cook. He can't bake.
5.
I can drive a truck. I can't drive a bus.
6.
She can't teach history. She can teach science.
110. They can't go to Herbert's party. Listen. Herbert is depressed. He's having a party today. But his friends can't go to his party. They're all busy.
Can Michael go to Herbert's party?
No, he can't. He has to go to the doctor.
Do exercises 1 through 7. You will hear the correct line after you speak. 1. We'll begin.
Can Peggy go to Herbert's party?
No, she can't. She has to fix her car.
2. We'll begin.
Can George and Martha go to Herbert's party?
No, they can't. They have to go to the supermarket.
3. We'll begin.
Can Nancy go to Herbert's party?
No, she can't. She has to go to the dentist.
4. We'll begin.
Can Henry go to Herbert's party?
No, he can't. He has to clean his apartment.
5. We'll begin.
Can Carl and Tim go to Herbert's party?
No, they can't. They have to do their homework.
6. You begin.
Can Linda go to Herbert's party?
No, she can't. She has to wash her clothes.
7. You begin.
Can Ted go to Herbert's party?
No, he can't. He has to go to the bank.
111. Applying for a driver's license. Listen. Henry is annoyed. He's applying for a driver's license, and he's upset about all the things he has to do. First, he has to go to the motor vehicles department and pick up an application form. He can't ask for the form by telephone, and he can't ask for it by mail. He has to go downtown and pick up the form in person. He has to fill out the form in duplicate. He can't use a pencil. He has to use a pen. He can't use blue ink. He has to use black ink. And he can't write in script. He has to print. He also has to attach 2 photographs to the application. They can't be old photographs. They have to be new. They can't be large. They have to be small. And they can't be black and white. They have to be color. Then he has to submit his application. He has to wait in a long line to pay his application fee. He has to wait in another long line to have an eye examination. And believe it or not, he has to wait in another long line to take a written test. Finally, he has to take a road test. He has to start the car. He has to make a right turn, a left turn, and a U-turn. And he even has to park his car on a crowded city street. No wonder Henry is annoyed. He's applying for his driver's license, and he can't believe all the things he has to do. 13. Side by Side, 2nd edition, Book 1, Chapter 14, page 116. What are they going to do tomorrow? Listen. What's Fred going to do tomorrow?
He's going to fix his car.
Do exercises 1 through 6. You will hear the correct line after you speak. 1. We'll begin.
What's Mary going to do tomorrow?
She's going to clean her apartment.
Two. We'll begin.
What are Carol and Dan going to do tomorrow?
They're going to wash their clothes. 3. We'll begin.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
I'm going to paint my kitchen.
4. We'll begin.
What's Tom going to do tomorrow?
He's going to play baseball.
5. You begin.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
We're going to play cards.
6. You begin.
What's Henry going to do tomorrow?
He's going to listen to music.
117. They're going to the beach. Listen.
What are Mr. and Mrs. Brown going to do tomorrow?
They're going to the beach.
Do exercises 1 through 5. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin. 1.
What's Jane going to do tomorrow evening?
She's going to a concert.
2.
What are Ken and Barbara going to do tonight?
They're going to the movies.
3.
What are you going to do this afternoon?
I'm going to a baseball game.
4. What are you and your sister going to do tomorrow morning?
We're going skiing.
5.
What's Ahmed going to do today?
He's going to the library.
118. When are you going to... Listen to the first model.
When are you going to wash your clothes?
I'm going to wash them this week.
Listen to the second model.
When are you going to call the plumber?
I'm going to call him right now.
Do exercises 1 through 8. In your answer, use tomorrow. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin. 1.
When are you going to wash your car?
I'm going to wash it tomorrow.
2. When are you going to call your grandmother?
I'm going to call her tomorrow.
3.
When are you going to visit us?
We're going to visit you tomorrow.
4.
When are you going to cut your hair?
I'm going to cut it tomorrow.
5.
When are you going to plant flowers this year?
I'm going to plant them tomorrow.
6.
When are you going to fix your car?
I'm going to fix it tomorrow.
7.
When are you going to write to your Uncle John?
I'm going to write to him tomorrow.
8.
Mr. Smith, when are you going to iron those pants?
I'm going to iron them tomorrow.
120. Happy New Year. Listen. It's December 31st, New Year's Eve. Bob and Sally Simpson are celebrating the holiday with their children, Lucy and Tom. The Simpsons are a very happy family this New Year's Eve. Next year is going to be a very good year for the entire family. Next year, Bob and Sally are going to take a long vacation. They're going to visit Sally's cousin in California. Lucy is going to finish high school. She's going to move to Boston and begin college. Tom is going to get his driver's license. He's going to save a lot of money and buy a used car. As you can see, the Simpsons are really looking forward to next year. It's going to be a happy year for all of them. Happy New Year! Page 120. Listening. Listen and choose the words you hear. 1.
When are you going to visit me?
Next month.
Two.
When are you going to begin your vacation?
This Sunday.
Three. When is your son going to call my daughter?
This afternoon.
Four.
When are your neighbors going to move?
Next November.
Five. When is she going to get her driver's license?
Next week.
Six.
When are you going to do your laundry?
This evening.
Seven.
When are we going to go to the concert?
This Thursday.
Eight. When is your daughter going to finish college?
Next winter.
Nine.
When are you going to buy a car?
Tomorrow.
10.
When is the landlord going to fix the window?
At once.
121. What's the forecast? Listen.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
I don't know. I want to go swimming, but I think the weather is going to be bad.
Really? What's the forecast?
The radio says it's going to rain.
That's strange. According to the newspaper, it's going to be sunny.
I hope you're right. I really want to go swimming.
Do exercises 1 through 6. You will hear the correct line after you speak. 1. We'll begin.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
I don't know. I want to have a picnic, but I think the weather is going to be bad.
Really? What's the forecast?
The radio says it's going to rain.
That's strange. According to the newspaper, it's going to be nice.
I hope you're right. I really want to have a picnic.
2. We'll begin.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
I don't know. I want to go skiing, but I think the weather is going to be bad.
Really? What's the forecast?
The radio says it's going to be warm.
That's strange. According to the newspaper, it's going to snow.
I hope you're right. I really want to go skiing.
3. We'll begin.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
I don't know. I want to go to the beach, but I think the weather is going to be bad.
Really? What's the forecast?
The radio says it's going to be cloudy.
That's strange. According to the newspaper, it's going to be sunny.
I hope you're right. I really want to go to the beach.
4. You begin.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
I don't know. I want to plant flowers in my garden, but I think the weather is going to be bad.
Really? What's the forecast?
The radio says it's going to be very hot.
That's strange. According to the newspaper, it's going to be cool.
I hope you're right. I really want to plant flowers in my garden.
Five. You begin.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
I don't know. I want to go sailing, but I think the weather is going to be bad.
Really? What's the forecast?
The radio says it's going to be foggy.
That's strange. According to the newspaper, it's going to be clear.
I hope you're right. I really want to go sailing.
6. You begin.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
I don't know. I want to go to the zoo with my children, but I think the weather is going to be bad.
Really? What's the forecast?
The radio says it's going to be cold.
That's strange. According to the newspaper, it's going to be warm.
I hope you're right. I really want to go to the zoo with my children.
Page 122. What time is it? Listen.
What time does the movie begin?
It begins at 8 o'clock.
At 8 o'clock? Oh, no. We're going to be late.
Why? What time is it?
It's 7:30. We have to leave right now.
I can't leave now. I'm shaving.
Please try to hurry. I don't want to be late for the movie.
Do exercises 1 through 6. You will hear the correct line after you speak. 1. We'll begin.
What time does the football game begin?
It begins at 2 o'clock.
At 2 o'clock? Oh, no. We're going to be late.
Why? What time is it?
It's 1:30. We have to leave right now.
I can't leave now. I'm taking a bath.
Please try to hurry. I don't want to be late for the football game.
2. We'll begin.
What time does the plane leave?
It leaves at 4:15.
At 4:15? Oh, no. We're going to be late.
Why? What time is it?
It's 3:45. We have to leave right now.
I can't leave now. I'm putting on my clothes.
Please try to hurry. I don't want to be late for the plane.
Three. We'll begin.
What time does English class begin?
It begins at 9 o'clock.
At 9 o'clock? Oh, no. We're going to be late.
Why? What time is it?
It's 8:45. We have to leave right now.
I can't leave now. I'm getting up.
Please try to hurry. I don't want to be late for English class.
4. You begin.
What time does the bus leave?
It leaves at 7 o'clock.
At 7 o'clock? Oh, no. We're going to be late.
Why? What time is it?
It's 6:30. We have to leave right now.
I can't leave now. I'm packing my suitcase.
Please try to hurry. I don't want to be late for the bus.
5. You begin.
What time does the train leave?
It leaves at 5:15.
At 5:15? Oh no, we're going to be late.
Why? What time is it?
It's 4:30. We have to leave right now.
I can't leave now. I'm taking a shower.
Please try to hurry. I don't want to be late for the train.
6. You begin.
What time does the play begin?
It begins at 8:30.
At 8:30? Oh no! We're going to be late.
Why? What time is it?
It's 8 o'clock. We have to leave right now.
I can't leave now. I'm looking for my pants.
Please try to hurry. I don't want to be late for the play.
Page 124. The Fortune Teller. Listen. Walter is visiting Madame Sophia, the famous fortune teller. He's very concerned about his future. And Madame Sophia is telling him what is going to happen next year. According to Madame Sophia, next year is going to be a very interesting year in Walter's life. In January, he's going to meet a very nice woman and fall in love. In February, he's going to get married. In March, he's going to take a trip to a warm, sunny place. In April, he's going to have a bad cold. In May, his parents are going to move to a beautiful city in California. In June, there's going to be a fire in his apartment building, and he's going to have to find a new place to live. In July, his friends are going to give him a radio for his birthday. In August, his boss is going to fire him. In September, he's going to start a new job with a very big salary. In October, he's going to be in a car accident, but he isn't going to be hurt. In November, he's going to be on a television game show and win a new car. And in December, he's going to become a father. According to Madame Sophia, a lot is certainly going to happen in Walter's life next year. But Walter isn't sure he believes any of this. He doesn't believe in fortunes or fortune tellers. But in January, he's going to get a haircut and buy a lot of new clothes, just in case Madame Sophia is right, and he meets a wonderful woman and falls in love. End of chapter 14.
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听啊，点儿看。